I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Sprigs from this well-known winter shrub used to be placed around houses to ward off evil spirits, bad luck, animals, and even fairies. The leaves and berries were used medicinally, and in Celtic folklore, the Oak King ruled the land from summer solstice until winter solstice, when the Holly King began his rule. Yes, holly shrubs are embedded in our holiday traditions, and we can grow native and exotic types here in Vermont. Holly can be deciduous or evergreen depending on the type. Either way, hollies come in separate male and female plants. You'll need at least one male for every four female plants to get berries in fall. The deciduous hollies, Ilex verticillata, or the winterberry, is native to the Northeast. Breeders have created some variations on the traditional red berry color, with winter gold producing yellow berries and Arantiaca producing pinkish-orange colored fruits. Winter berries grow 4 to 7 feet tall in part to full sun and thrive in wet areas on poor soils. You'll often see them growing near ponds and in swampy areas. For the more traditional Christmas holly, try the evergreen species such as Ilex miservae. These are only hardy to zone 5, so may lose their leaves in colder areas or during harsh winters. Like the winterberry, you'll need both male and female plants to get berries. Some common varieties include China Boy and China Girl, and Blue Boy and Blue Girl. Hollies look best planted in groups where you can enjoy the bright berries from your home. Birds also love the berries, sometimes cleaning them out before you can get a harvest. In spring, amend the soil with sulfur and compost. This time of year, protect evergreens with a wrap of burlap to block the cold, desiccating winter winds. And now for this week's tip. Wrap young trees with hardware cloth or tree wrap now to prevent mice from girdling the trunk in winter. Place the wrap 1 inch below the soil and as high as the lowest branches. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about some garden gifts. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.